63. You're in the same class as I am, aren't you? C.C. Williams, you are among the third group of astronauts to join the NASA program, aren't you? When did you and Al Bean come aboard the space agency? When did you join the program?
We were selected in October of 1963 and reported into Houston for training in February of 64.
Well, I detect just a bit of what we call a southern drawl in part of our United States. Where do you come from?
I was born in Mobile, Alabama, raised in school there, and attended Spring Hill College, and finally graduated from Auburn University, also in Alabama.
Auburn is known as one of our finest technical schools in that part of the country, isn't it? I know a lot of people from there.
Yes, I think it affords an opportunity for as good a technical education in the field of engineering, veterinary medicine, agriculture, and associated subjects as you can find anywhere in the country.
And what was your major? What did you specialize in?
Mechanical engineering. I finished in 1954.
Does that make you understand these complex systems better aboard Gemini?
Well, it certainly provided me with the background to be able to learn about them. At the time I was going to school, there was very little thought of space exploration. This is a very recent thing in the world today, and it's something that you must keep up with constantly because it changes day to day.
Do you mind telling our audience how old you are?
No, I'm 33 years old.
All right, thank you. And you were one of the last of the bachelors in the astronaut program to be married, weren't you?
Yes, I was a bachelor when I was selected in October of 63, but I got married in July of 1964.
What does your bride think of you being an astronaut?
Well, I think she's very pleased and very proud. I have a distinct advantage over the other fellows in that my wife knew what to expect when we got married, the time that is necessarily spent away from home in training and so forth.
Would you tell us a little bit about your flying background and your professional background, C.C.?
Well, after I graduated from Auburn University in 1954, I attended basic officers school for Marine officers at Quantico, Virginia. From there to flight school. After flight school, I served with two fighter squadrons at Cherry Point, North Carolina, and in the Far East. And upon my return from the Far East, I was selected for test pilot school at Patuxent River, Maryland, and after being trained as a test pilot, I spent the next 2.5 years participating in the test of modern Navy and Marine Corps fighter and attack airplanes.
Until you joined NASA in the space program?
Yes.
Well, good luck to you as an astronaut, C.C.
Well, thank you very much.
And thanks very much for being with us.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. That's all of that one.